This week on the Auto Trader Podcast.
So this show is now an experiential show.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how it became an experiential show and why. What happens to make it an experiential show? Welcome to this podcast, and I've got some special people here from Mesa Frankfurt, and specifically talking about the Festival of Motoring. And to my right, I have Michael Den, Managing Director of Mesa Frankfurt, and Judy Maharaj, who is Show Director of Festival of Motoring. Welcome. It's really nice having you here. And then obviously to my left, I have...
I'm also here. Wandy's also here.
The guy that...
Every week, so you know. No introduction needed.
Supports... The loser,
Lewis Hamilton. Well, he's winning now, so not so losing, but you know.
I think he's doing well. I give Bondi a hard time on a regular basis about Lewis Hamilton.
Every day. It's not just...
And especially if he comes in Mercedes-Benz AMG.
I had my jacket in my car, but I decided today I'm just going to leave it off just to, you know, not scare anybody away.
You got a cool shirt on though.
I do. Oh,
very cool.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah. Thanks, George. Let's talk Festival of Motoring.
Anyway, welcome, guys. It's really nice to have you here. So I suppose, you know, let's start off with Mesa Frankfurt itself, a German-held company, operates worldwide. And the other day when you kindly took us out to breakfast, you were telling me how many shows worldwide Mesa Frankfurt operates.
Yes. So we are one of the largest event organizers in the world. We run about 350 to 400 events worldwide in different industries. The company is owned by the city of Frankfurt and the province and is 800 years old.
800 years old?
Yes.
I'm trying to do the maths. That's 800 years old. Yeah. That makes it like...
12th century.
No. 1200. Yeah. Not 19, nothing.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. 800.
Yeah.
How did it start 800 years ago?
It started with markets that were where they were selling spices, wool, iron, steel, stones, and minerals, and so on.
Wow.
And but at the time, they were already more than a weekly, like a fruit and veg market. It was already more because they had... people come from all across Europe to sell their wares in Frankfurt. And it developed over time into specializations that it grew so much that they say, okay, now let's make a market on certain product, right? And that's how it developed.
So what is Mesa in, because Frankfurt obviously is the city's name. Yeah. What is the Mesa stand?
Mesa is a it comes from the Holy Mass.
Okay.
And the market was held in front of the Holy Mass, so in front of the church.
Okay.
Like in many cities, right? And it developed from there. So it basically means a trade show. Mesa is a trade show.
That is incredible. That is the first time I've come across an 800-year-old company.
Yeah. And there's a few more companies or institutions in Germany, like universities or breweries.
Yes.
That are even older. So they have a 1,000-year history. So... It's an institution.
Gee, that's really, really old.
And even in motoring, we also have a pretty long history because the Frankfurt Motor Show was running in Frankfurt for about 100 years, from 1895 to just a few years ago.
Run by Mesa Frankfurt?
No, that was run by the association, but it was run in our venue.
I see.
For more than 100 years. So it's quite a long history also with motoring automotive.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did Mesa Frankfurt end up in South Africa? How did you get here?
Well, about 30, 40 years ago, the board of management thought that the company could actually expand globally. And the shareholders said, well, they made the case that globalization requires organizers to be operating around the world. And then they started in Asia and then... you know, got more and more successful around the world.
So how many countries do you operate in now?
Well, directly in about 18 countries.
Okay.
Indirectly, 60, 70 countries.
Wow.
And in South Africa, we just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. I suppose if you reach 10, you're not going anywhere because what do they say? Businesses fail between 3 and 5 years. In the first 3 to 5 years.
Correct,
so
yeah.
you kind of double that now. Yeah. So
800 years of sort of experience though, I think
is gonna help. Yeah.
Well, COVID was tough on us more than anyone, right? So that was kind of 2 years without any business, but we got through that. So
did you not climb onto this online show bandwagon that everybody was trying to do?
No.
Yeah.
Of course we did, but it wasn't gonna last.
Okay.
It was pretty clear that it was kind of not even a good replacement or anything at that time. And I mean, we are digital people.
Yeah.
So we like to add digital things to events. But at the end of the day, the face-to-face
is always better.
The core business. Right?
Yeah.
And, certain things you just can't transport digitally.
So maybe let's get into the Festival of Motoring in South Africa.
Yeah.
Maybe Judy can help us with this one. And but maybe before that, what is the history of Festival of Motoring in South Africa? Maybe Judy has the answer to this too. But how did Festival of Motoring as a show come about? Because we used to have the Johannesburg International Motor Show, right?
Yes.
And I don't want to say that that became the Festival of Motoring, but certainly the Festival of Motoring is the replacement of what used to be the Johannesburg International Motor Show.
Which we bought.
I see. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And when we bought it, that was around the time that pretty much, globally, you saw the trend that the traditional motor shows weren't doing that well anymore.
Yes.
And I think the element that was missing was the interaction, the experience part.
Yeah.
So when we bought the Johannesburg International Motor Show, it became clear that that concept is not going to work very well anymore. And the car manufacturers, they actually asked for something more interactive and something more, tangible.
Yep.
Rather than looking at a car and just what can you do? You can open the door, you can sit inside, and that's it.
Yeah.
So they wanted something more interactive. And that's when my previous colleagues worked on a concept to bring it on the track. And so is the transition, and that is the evolution of the gyms that turned into Festival of Motoring.
Oh, wow. And okay.
That's
okay.
Where we are now.
So this show is now an experiential show.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how it became an experiential show and why. What happens to make it an experiential show?
Sure. So Festival of Motoring for 2024, this is the 7th edition, powered by West Bank. And yes, the core of festival is the experience for the visitor, but also for the exhibitor, because we offer 4 strategic platforms for activations that you would not normally, it's not an unusual platform. So then I'll take you, because what we do with the Kyalami circuit is it's curated into 4 color-coded zones.
Yeah.
And in each zone, there's highlights, performance, luxury, innovation. But for the visitor, which is one of our key stakeholders, fans of the brands, that's how we call it. We celebrate car culture.
Yeah.
We unite from the factory to the fan. It's happening at festival in August. So in the green zone, we have all the showstoppers, and the 23 automotive brands that are exhibiting this year offer complimentary rides to the general visitor.
So where is the green zone?
It's in the main pit
area. In the main pit area,
yes.
Where Auto Trader is.
Yeah, yes. That's
where you are.
Yes.
That's where Auto Trader is. And we also have upper pits.
Okay.
So this year we have a total of 45 pit doors offering free rides. And when I say free rides,
upper pits,
it's test
versus
rides.
Lower pits?
The main pits, green zone, are the 40 doors.
Yes.
Upper pits in the yellow zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those rides are key to what the experience is for the festival attendee.
Mm.
Because it's not a static showroom.
Mm.
The visitor gets into a vehicle. You can test drive. Hot lap session around.
Test drive yourself or be test driven?
No, with a trained instructor.
Driver. Yes.
Are the people driving the cars, or is it...
On the main circuit, visitors are not allowed to drive the vehicle.
I would be scared to do that.
What's driving
do you know how many crazy people there are out there?
Yes. No, we have accredited instructors, set of rules.
Yeah.
and it's all in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
But on the self-handling track, which is the yellow zone, the visitor, the consumer can get into the vehicle.
Yes.
Mm.
And drive the vehicle.
Okay.
And that's another activation platform.
But it's nice and slow.
Very slow.
It's
a 1.2 kilometer track.
Yes.
And you get to test drive the vehicle.
Wow.
Yes.
It's not part of the main Kailami like circuits where people can... Okay.
No. So the green zone is the main pits, main track circuit activation.
Yeah.
Then you go into the yellow zone, which is the self-handling. Then we've got the blue zone, which is the 4x4.
Okay.
Also, the visitor gets into the vehicle with a trained instructor. Understood. And the other...
Driving or passenger?
As a passenger.
As a passenger, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that's... The zones are the core, the heartbeats all around, and the main pits are where the automotive brands exhibit.
I see.
Yes. But the highlights this year is on the first floor. Porsche has brought on a big display of performance and luxury. They're celebrating the Turbo 911, 50 years of that. And you'll see the Cayenne and the Panamera that's behind us also. Yeah. The Lamborghini Revolto just launched, will feature at festival.
Wow.
And good news and exciting is a special Bentley making its appearance.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So the Lamborghini, is that going to be showcased or can people actually...
Showcased.
Okay.
Showcased, yeah. We have to keep it in a... really glossy situation because we're not in the...
I think it's going to be the first one. So I haven't seen one at all.
Yes.
No. Street, so I think it's for a lot of people. It's going to be the first time ever
seeing
it.
See it at festival.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's incredible. I want to... Please let me in. Sit inside of it.
And another highlight this year, what we did was we amped the experiences. So you can purchase a Lamborghini Trofeo experience.
Okay.
Or we also have an aerial Atom. So we've partnered with accredited supercar experience experts that have come on board with a fleet of supercars. And you can purchase this at an additional cost.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. And so how much traffic are you expecting through the show? You know, what kind of footfall do you get in previous years? And what are you expecting this year?
So the last 2 years, we had 28,000. Attendees, and when I look at ticket sales right now, it's going extremely well. So we're well ahead of last year. I never make any kind of
predictions
yes. because it's like the weather, you know.
Yeah.
But I know weather in Joburg in August, the sun will be shining, that's for sure, and I'm sure our numbers will be very good. Yeah. So. That's
sure
much prediction I can make.
Okay. Yeah. And it's happening, just remind me of the dates.
It's 30 August to 1 September.
Mm-hmm.
It's that weekend.
That weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
And tickets are available on Howler. We have various options. Also, we've amped up hospitality options for families, with children, the premium discerning guest. And then we've got also like a dealer network suite.
Okay.
And the draw card on the track, which one do you going to love,
mm-hmm.
is the Formula One demo cars.
Oh, lovely.
So we have the 1989 Minardi, the A1 Grand Prix, the Ferrari,
yes.
and the Cecil, the Jordan.
Wow.
Yeah, from 1992. Yes, so...
These are actual F1 cars that have ran
yes.
with drivers on
them. So every day around lunchtime, they do a demo
yeah.
on the
are
circuit.
These cars imported for the show or do they live in South Africa?
They live in South Africa.
Okay.
Our partner... owns those cars.
I see.
We can give them credit. It's in Veskem. And they own those cars. And every year he brings his team to our event.
I see. Okay.
Yes. And then we also have the ZX10, the superbikes. They're holding a national round.
Oh, wow.
At festival. Official time national round. And then we have a speed challenge for the Shelbys, the Mustangs, and a group of racing fanatics. So you'll see the speed challenge format. 9 knockout rounds, and then the top 5 qualify on Sunday.
Interesting.
I know last year, for me, it was my first time ever seeing an F1 car on track. Yes. I think it was definitely last year.
Yes.
Wasn't a Merc.
It was not a Merc. but it was still, you know, for a lot of people who've never seen or heard what an F1 car sounds like, it's one of the most, you know, crazy experiences ever. Are they going to be running again this year, or is it just going to be for show?
No, they do... hot lap sessions for 30 minutes, demo laps around the track.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear it, You
see,
know, the Auto Trader Pit is next to it.
Yes.
So you feel the vibe completely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think last year they were near us as well.
Yes. They're next door, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They're next door to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Auto Trader is a proud partner of Mises Frankfurt and particularly of the Festival of Motoring. And we love being there.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah.
It's probably one of our most exciting times of the year where the smiles on our marketing team's face are from, they work 24/7 for the lead up during the show and then the breakdown. Yes. And none of them tire. So they're all really excited and we're really proud to be partners with you at the show now for the fourth time.
It's the fourth time.
Fourth time, yeah. So Wani, tell us what to expect on the Auto Trader stand.
So similar to last year, we're going to have an activation at the pits, as mentioned. So we got three pits between pits 38 to 40. And for anybody who's coming to the festival, you can come through there and get some free hot laps. Got some really exciting cars this year. Got some Porsches, some Supras, some modified cars.
If you wait in the queue, please don't fight with other people.
Don't fight me.
Please don't fight with us. The queue's going to be long.
It's going to be long, but we'll be having cars riding the entire time. So for anybody who wants a free hot lap, that's something that we do give. I know some exhibitors you have to pay, but you know we do it for free. On top of that, we're also going to have a few challenges and activities for anybody who comes to the stand, including the lap leaderboard. So we run basically an F1 sim where anybody can try and set the fastest time.
What track are we going to choose this year?
Last year we did Monza and I don't know this year. Maybe you should do Silverstone or something. But for the fastest time.
We should check if Kyle Army's on that list.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal, right?
Yeah.
maybe you can go against me. Because we did, we recently went for go-karting and I lost. So this will be my time to finally beat him. So if anybody gets the fastest time on the sim, we'll be giving some prizes there, as well as like a pit stop challenge where if you want to experience what it's like to change like a racing car tire, you can do so. I think the fastest time last year was 3.4 seconds, which is insane. Not 2.2 seconds from F1, but I mean, 3 seconds is still insane. So we'll be giving some prizes there. And then on top of that, we're also running a social media campaign right now where you can win one of 20 VIP experiences courtesy of our friends from Public Clock.
What cars are running in that VIP experience?
It's the Ferrari 360, the challenge race car, yeah.
Okay.
I went on that car last year and I've never been more scared in my life, but it was exhilarating. So please check the social media. We'll be giving away some free sort of experiences there. So lots to see, lots to sort of experience. There'll be DJs, food. It's going to be a vibe.
Awesome. Awesomeness. Correct. So where do people get tickets? How do we get our hands on tickets?
Okay, so tickets are available on Howler. You check out the options. It's 275 Rand for a general access ticket. And you can take on the park and ride facility from the Mall of Africa, which gets you into the center circuit.
Who's your partner there?
Asani Car Rental is our partner. 20 shuttles running between Mall of Africa into the circuit.
So people arrive at Mall of Africa, just look out for Sani Car Rental.
Yes, you get, it's at gate entrance 6 and 8.
Okay.
Look out for the Sani signage, the Festival Motoring signage. There's branding all over to direct the visitor. Get into the shuttle and back. And there's free parking if you have the Admit app.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so I use that app.
It's amazing. Yes.
I've been using it for 3 years. Mm. And
it's a great app.
About 2 months ago,
this is not sponsored, right, George?
Huh? No, it's not sponsored. I just think that app is the best thing for shopping centers. Mm. It's not sponsored at all. So I arrive at the shopping center and the boom doesn't open. And now I'm like, the cameras aren't working. The system is crap. You know, I mean, but I'm not a complainer. So this is all going on in my head. So I'm like, I wonder why this works. So I take a ticket. Next time I go to the shop, same thing. Doesn't open the boom. Like, what the hell's going on? Why is the admit? I went to the ticket office. Like, your admit thing's not working. No, sir, it's working. The cameras are working. Other cars are coming in. It's like, okay, then there's a problem with my car. Something's wrong. There was a piece of the number plate. So stone must have hit the number plate and taken a piece of one of the letters off.
Yeah.
And it didn't recognize the letter, so it didn't open the view.
You see, now
Michael's
Judy
a firm
knows
believer.
Because I'm a fan of this, and I always feel sorry for the people that stand there for the in the ticket queue.
Yeah,
Because it's so easy. Once you install the app, you forget about it.
Exactly.
It just works.
It just works. Yeah. So don't go stand in the queue to go and get tickets for Festival of Motoring. If you go there on your phone, get a ticket on
Howler.
Yes. And you sort it.
So we also have 20% discounts on tickets if you buy them on the AutoTrader website. Oh. So, you know, that's another option to get. I think it's an exclusive discount.
What's the URL?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but we'll definitely post it in the description.
Yes.
If you want to get that. $275 though, you said, for general access. That still gives you full access to the entire show.
Yes. There's no general access ticket gives you access to all 20 brands offering free test drives.
Okay.
You get into the self-handling track also with that ticket and the 4x4.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got a food court zone, lots of activities. Prominent brands like Castrol, Dunlop, all have exhibits for visitors at no extra cost. There's an adventure zone offering drifting and karting rides at an extra cost. You buy it on site. And for all ages, karting. And there's a whole motorsport village as well that's happening on platform
is
one.
The bike area still up at the top?
Yes. On platform one in the yellow zone.
Okay.
So that $275, that's all complimentary, all the rides, etc.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
And there are additional options, obviously. Yes, there are VIP packages, there are premium suite packages, there are additional ride packages as well. So,
So if you go onto Howler, you can choose to buy a general access ticket and add onto your experience by purchasing a Lamborghini Trofeo or Simola Hill Climb experience or a BMW Club experience. We've got it all listed on Howler.
Okay.
Yes. Does that cover just the one day or is it... If you buy for the Friday, can you also come on Saturday or is it just a
so
one-day access?
So the ticket is, you purchase a ticket, you will purchase on a Friday, but it's any day one access pass.
Okay.
But you can also buy a weekend pass.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to also note that the feature brand like VW, it's also has come on board as a shuttle partner to the 4x4 track.
Okay.
Which is also very convenient. There is always a queue for the 4x4 track. We are packed out this year with nine brands on board on the 4x4. But VW shuttles are running, Haval and also the Chery Group. They've all come on board.
Nice.
So, and VW is also bringing in the latest 2024 range for the test drives. They're in the John Love launch area and pit door number one. And then other feature brands, Volvo, Suzuki, the Chery Group, we've got Bake, Mahindra, etc.
Okay. So if we haven't mentioned a brand, we're sorry. But you're there.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like this is going to be the biggest festival of motoring that has ever hit South Africa since you guys have been doing it. Sounds like it's got more brands, more activations, more fun stuff to do, and it's probably going to be attended at the highest level this year.
Yeah. Most probably.
So we're so looking forward to being there and thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. We know how hard it is to put on an event and a show. So I'm surprised that you haven't gone gray overnight.
We have an amazing team. Amazing team. Yes.
And thank you for being here. We really appreciate you being here. Any final points that you'd like to make around the Festival of Motoring or MISA Frankfurt?
Well, thank you, George. Final points. It's going to be just an amazing weekend. We're all looking forward to it. The energy is already, we feel it already since weeks in our office and it's just building up and building up.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
Yes.
We'll see you there.
Come say hi to us if you see us as well.
Cool. Anything finally, Wandy?
Just again, come say hi. We're going to be there. The whole team's going to be there. Some of our journalists are going to be there. So yeah, just really excited for the show. And see what happens.
Awesome. That's a wrap. See you at the Festival of Motoring.
Thank you.
Search Auto Trader.